fires it on the baseline. Bolin, short shot, bounced around, no good. Offensive rebound. Reverse layup, a beauty by Dante. Oh, what a shot by Dante Redwood. 24-16.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And welcome back to Wolfies as coaches continue to file in as we speak. It's the Lorain County High School Boys Basketball Preview, and we're now joined by Open Door Head Coach Todd Wright. He's setting his fifth year as head coach of the Patriots. Well, that seems hard to believe, Todd. Remember when you just got there. But fifth year, and looking at the preview that Tim wrote in the Forecast magazine, well, you lost nine seniors to graduation. Probably not what you want to hear, but it's going to be a season of change, it sounds like, at Open Door.
It is. You know, we had our parent meeting earlier this year, and I was explaining to our parents, you know, almost always when you come into a season, you have a pretty good idea of what you have. You know, some years you just know you're going to struggle, and other years you know you're going to be able to compete really well. This year I had to be honest with the parents, and I said, I just don't know what's going to happen. I said, I like the pieces that we have. We've got some kids that are going to battle. I'm going to end up with probably five or six seniors and some young talent. But that's the key is to get those kids to play together, and that's the part we just need to find out. We're going to have to start playing to figure it out.
Is the exciting part for the kids that they know with nine guys graduating, there's a lot of openings. There's a lot of roles to be filled. I would think if you're a player, you've got to be excited for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've told our kids since day one that we are most likely going to be playing a lot more kids than we typically have. And I was up front with them. I mean, I said, as a coach, it's not something I'm necessarily comfortable doing. I mean, I like to play, you know, five strong guys and a couple of guys coming in, but we're probably going to go 10 to 12 deep this year.
Of course, you lost a great player in Patterson. I mean, Division IV player of the year. But kind of tying into what Rob said, does this now allow other guys to step up and say, not that I'm going to duplicate his efforts, but now's my time to shine?
No question. And you know, I can't say enough about those seniors that graduated last year and just kind of the tone that they set for us going forward. And none of the years, either junior high or high school that I've coached, have I had more players work hard this summer wanting and excited just to get their opportunity. And so that's been exciting to see. You know, we're looking forward to it paying off as well. But there's no doubt the kids are excited. They saw what happened last year with hard work, and they're excited to get going.
Again, we're talking with Todd Wright from Open Door. So let's talk about a few of these young men that you do hope step up this year. Who are some guys that have kind of opened your eyes this summer, Todd?
Sure. You know, we returned just one starter in Dustin Hackney, and really only one letterman in Dustin. And Dustin has not taken any time off. You know, he has been working with some of our alumni that are college players. He's been working with them all summer long. And he is really excited, again, just to kind of step up. We're looking forward to him. And we have other seniors that spent a lot of time on JV last year. And it maybe wasn't their first option or first choice to be playing JV last year, but they certainly understood the situation. And now that they have kind of moved on to the varsity level, we've got a guard in Tyler Haas, who's a tough-nosed kid. We're looking forward to him getting some time. My old middle son, Clayton Wright, who played football at Avon actually this year with our football situation, is nice and got him nice and strong and bulked up, and looking forward to him fulfilling a role for us. And a player who didn't see a lot of time last year because of some grade issues, Cody Edwards. And as a kid, I'm expecting really to fill it up for us this year on the inside.
As young as you are and with all the different faces, I would imagine the scrimmages are really important to you. How have you looked so far?
Well, we've just had one. We had it on Saturday. We've got another one tomorrow night. And to be honest, I was shocked at what I saw the first period we went out. We got down 4-0, and we came back and had 5 3-pointers in a row. And in general, we are not a 3-point shooting team. So we ended up, you know, playing really well, actually better than I expected. You know, my reality meter still is kicking in and understanding that that's not what I should be expecting every game. But that first scrimmage, those seniors really showed me a lot.
As this team evolves, as they start to come together, what do you foresee as a strength of Open Door being this year, though? What do you think this team will have the ability to do well?
Yeah, I think our strength, we're going to have to hang our hat on good, hard-nosed defense. And, you know, we've got some younger legs. We've got three freshmen that I expect to see a lot of time on varsity who've played at a pretty high level up to this point. And all three of them are very good defenders. And even our seniors, we're not very big, but we have some good, strong athletes that can really move. So, you know, we're going to look to take the ball away a lot and hopefully turn that into layups.
Talk about, I see you guys are hosting a Christmas Classic this year. Is that new? I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, this will be our fifth year doing that.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, and we try to play, balance our schedule out by playing some of the bigger public schools, you know, a lot of teams in the pack throughout the season. The Christmas tournament, we try to have a smaller school affair. And so this year we've got First Baptist and Heritage Christian and Kingsway Christian coming for that tournament.
Again, we're talking with Todd Wright, head coach at Open Door, as the Patriots get ready for the 15-16 season. Obviously, as you have all these new faces, is this a club, Todd, that will kind of develop in stages as the year moves along? Could it be a little rough at the beginning, but they'll definitely be a lot better in February than they were in December?
I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, we've kind of, even now, understood that with less than 2 weeks to go before our home opener, we still have a lot of progress we need to make just for our first game. But we understand as a coaching staff, it's not going to look pretty probably at the beginning. You know, we're going to fight, we're going to scrap, and we're going to work hard and hopefully come out on top more than we don't. But it's really kind of as we get into mid-January and start pushing towards the tournament, that's when we're going to expect to have a product that we know, where we really know what we've got with these guys.
And I would think that the early part of the schedule will also fuel your kids per se, because they know there's playing time on the line. I mean, whatever you see in those first 2, 3, 4 weeks, that's going to determine that rotation. So your kids are going to get after it.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I started my 5 seniors in the scrimmage. I'll probably start them again tomorrow night. But everyone knows, because we talk about it often, that that starting lineup's not going to be set until probably the day before. And those kids are all, even throughout the season, have opportunity to step up and really earn playing time this year.
So aside from inexperience, which will just come as the year moves along, what's your other biggest concern?
Probably the other biggest concern is just team chemistry and getting those guys to play together. There's no combination of players I have on that varsity team of 12 of them that we kept. There's zero combinations that I can put on the floor that have ever played a JV game together or varsity game together. None.
Wow.
So we've got some new kids in the school. We've got some new guys that hadn't played before that are out. And again, I like all the pieces, but, you know, you can't just have pieces and win games. You got to get those guys working together, understanding each other, and really playing hard.
I was going to ask you one thing about that. It's not necessarily then, I don't know if fans realize, it's not necessarily your 5 best players. You got to find the 5 guys that work the best together that make you the best team. And I would imagine that's what is the interesting part as a coach, to try to find that combination of guys that work the best together.
Absolutely. You know, we've, as a coaching staff, we've been meeting now since midsummer and trying to encourage each other, but also understanding this is probably going to be our toughest coaching job yet, to really get those guys to work together. And it's not because we don't have the talent. We know we've got some kids that can play, but we are really going to have to find that right combination or those right combinations at different times throughout the game to pull through.
All in all, though, high expectations with this group. Once they come together, you think you could have a pretty successful team?
I do. I would be a fool to give you a guess on what that means as far as wins at this point. But I would not be surprised to see us back near 10 or 11 wins this year, or more or less. But, you know, like I said, we're really excited about who we have, but anxious to kind of get them out there and see how they can do it once we get started.
There you go. Coach, we appreciate you stopping by tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hope you had a great meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Todd Wright from Open Door.